Dosky, Zach Williams, no Bruno Reagan today. We're going to be short hour here as we got Braves baseball taking over on the station, but we're always happy to have you inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio on this Friday before the weekend, long holiday weekend. We've been talking a ton of baseball this week. We've been talking about the past couple weeks. There's always a buzz whenever you get this conversation going here in Nashville, because so many people, you know, Nashville for baseball, it's such a transit city because you have such a melting pot of fans. It feels like you got Reds fans, you got Braves fans, you got Cardinals fans, Cubs, Yankees, you got all mixed in here because there is no home. You know, there's no home for the Nashville city who, you know, now you have MLS soccer, you have NFL, you have NHL, you have all these different things, but it feels like there's a real hunger for it for people here in Nashville. Well, one guy's trying to fix that for everybody on here. We want to welcome onto the show 89 World Series MVP, 3-time World Series champion, Dave Smoke Stewart, joining us on the show today. Dave, thank you so much for taking some time to join us here today.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Now, first off, before we go any further, so Dave, I'm 29 years old. You won your last World Series when I was born in 93. So just to age myself immediately out of any kind of relevance in your life. But I want to know, where did the nickname Smoke come from? Because we talk a lot of MMA on here, and in MMA, nicknames are huge. They're a really big deal because nobody can give themselves nicknames. Where did Smoke come from?
It's a name that one of my Little League buddies gave me when I was playing Little League. And it's crazy because it came from, I was a catcher, a Little League, and most of high school, pitched a little bit in high school, but mostly caught. And, you know, I used to throw down to second base when runners were stealing from my knees. And so a guy named Tack Wilson, who eventually signed with the Dodgers as well, was calling me Smoke when I was 11 and 12 years old, but it didn't catch on until he actually signed with the Dodgers as well. And now we're both in minor league spring training, and he's coming in, and he's on one side of the locker room. I'm on the other side of the locker room, and he hollers, "Hey, Smoke, what are you doing, Smoke?" And everybody turned around to see who he was talking to. And it stuck with me from that time on.
That's how awesome is that to go from Little League all the way up to minor league into the majors? I mean, that's a fun relationship to have, I imagine.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy if you know much about the city of Oakland and the talent that comes out of the Bay Area. A lot of players that I played Little League baseball with or played Babe Ruth with and ended up playing professionally against, or with Ricky Henderson being one of them. Ricky and I competed against each other through high school, and then it went on through the minor leagues, and then we ended up being teammates and as well as opponents in the big leagues.
Dave Stewart is our guest. You have a new title now. That new title is the Leading the Diversity Equity Ownership Initiative with the Music City Baseball group that's here in Nashville. Essentially, you're trying to find an owner to come in and take over baseball here in Nashville, correct?
Well, I'd like to be the owner. But, you know, what we're trying to do is a minority/diverse opportunity to own a Major League Baseball team. It's never been done before in Major League history, and we would be the first minority-owned team, and I am the one that's leading that group. And so, basically, I'm putting together a group of individuals, both minorities and diverse, to bring a baseball team to Nashville.
What is that? You know, obviously, what you were saying there about the minority ship of not having anybody in the MLB, any kind of minority owner in the MLB. What does that do for the game of baseball, you think?
Well, in our conversations with different owners in the league as well as the commissioner, I think we're in a ripe time for minority ownership. It's something that the commissioner applauds. As well as several owners of baseball teams. And it's something that they're looking forward to. And expansion is the second piece of the puzzle. And, yeah, you know, there's been a lot of talk of expansion over the last few days from the commissioner's mouth about adding two teams. And so the expansion piece of it is very real, and it's something that's starting to pick up momentum. And the black ownership piece, baseball has been played for a long time, and there are no black owners. There are two managers at the major league level at this time, and there are no black general managers. Kenny Williams is the vice president of the Chicago White Sox, but you know those numbers, and Jackie Robinson 75 years ago broke the color barrier, and we're still making small strides in the game for, you know, the identity of minority ownership / minority managers, coaches, and people in front offices making decisions. And so it's time. The commissioner, as I said, we had meaningful conversation with him. He believes that, you know, we're in a ripe period for Major League Baseball.
Dave Stewart's our guest right now. I got to think just on the air, Chris Bacon helped set this interview up, obviously, and he also sent me a Nashville Stars uniform. Well, that dug me into, you know, really looking into the Nashville Stars. Can you tell us a little bit about keeping that heritage of the Nashville Stars into Music City Baseball and trying to get that as the team here in Nashville?
Once again, it would be another historic moment. You know, the Nashville Stars were a Negro League team that played in Nashville in the 40s and 50s. And we, as an organization, adopted that name. We branded it. We patented it. And that would be a first for Major League Baseball to have a team named in honor of a Negro League team. And, you know, we're an organization that we're interested in doing a lot of firsts. But the diverse piece of it, I think, is the greatest thing that we can offer Major League Baseball, being able to build an organization on diversity and inclusion is what we would like to do as an organization.
It's something it's really been fascinating to think about, because there's so many questions, and I know you've probably been hit with them all now at this point about Nashville and MLB, and you mentioned the expansion talk there from the MLB. How important is it for Nashville as a whole? Because we've seen already the stories that have been out there about trying to get on TSU's campus and the building and everything out in that area. What, you know, how important is it for stadium planning to be at least in the works for the MLB to consider a city?
Well, I think it's very important. It shows a level of sincerity and seriousness on our part to Major League Baseball and anybody that's looking on. And I think we've done a great job of that. John Lohr has had his feet on the ground here for the last 4 years, doing all of the planning from the branding to site to you name it. John Lohr has done it, and he's done a tremendous job. You know, at one, and I keep referring back to this. You know, our conversations inside that commissioner's office were very meaningful, and I felt proud to be a part of this organization and to have John as a partner in this.
I'm gonna ask you a question, Dave, and you can tell me to shut up if I think it's one that maybe you haven't been asked before. In your eyes, you know all about this. You've been studying all this and the inner workings of Nashville and MLB. What is something that you think there are, if any, hiccups that could actually be a problem to getting MLB here in Nashville?
What do I see as a problem?
What could be a problem?
You know, I've never thought of what the problem would be, because it's Nashville is one of the first names that is spoken when the commissioner speaks about expansion baseball. There are already major sports that are being played there, football, soccer, hockey. The support of the city has shown what they will do with major sports. You know, the the building and growth of the population in Nashville, I'm not sure if there's a roadblock what it would be for Nashville not to get a team. Quite frankly, as I said, I've never thought of why it wouldn't happen. I've only dreamt of the reasons that it will happen and when it's going to happen.
Dave Stewart is our guest. I like that answer. I like that answer because it really is a, you know, I think there is an open side to this. One thing that a lot of local Nashvillians worry about is the tax side. You know, looking at the money, you know, there's things they're talking, you know, you have Tennessee Titans trying to put up a new stadium right now. Davidson County sometimes feels like their wallet's fully out. But that's something that, Dave, y'all are trying to avoid, essentially.
Well, I mean, obviously, the Nashville Stars, any assistance from the community, we would accept that. But we're not entering into this with expectation that we're going to get support or help from Nashville or the state of Tennessee. We're entering this with the vision that we'll build our ballpark. We'll build an entertainment venue, and we'll do a development similar to what all major league teams are doing around the ballpark. That's going to be good for the Nashville area.
Dave, what has been your favorite parts of Nashville so far, digging into this area and getting involved in the community here? I know you're still transitioning to Nashville, but so far, what have you fallen in love with this city?
Just the people. I mean, whether tourists or citizens of Nashville, the people are absolutely outstanding. I've not met one person that is not having a good time. It's a good time city. And I'm not speaking of being in the downtown area where you've got bar after bar or restaurant after restaurant. The city in general, I've been in all areas, and it's just a tremendous city full of great people.
I think it's something that, you know, you heard in my opening remarks to starting the interview is, There's so many different fans, you know, Braves fans, Reds fans, all across here, just all of them, you know, mixed in that have been in Nashville. They've never really had a home to say a team was their team. How quickly and how easily do you think, say tomorrow we find out, I know it's not going to be, let's live in a hypothetical situation. Say tomorrow the MLB is granted Nashville the team. It's going to be the Nashville Stars. How quickly do you think the fandom from Braves fans or Reds fans or Cubs fans will change to Nashville Stars fans?
Well, this I know from being a fan of the San Francisco Giants for as long as I can remember, until I became an A. Fans don't necessarily change coats because all of a sudden Nashville has a team. So what I do think and what I do believe, and this is through my own personal experience, when the Giants aren't playing well, I'm perfectly happy rooting for the Oakland A's. And when my favorite team comes in town, whether it's the Yankees or the Giants or Sanford or Cincinnati or St. Louis, you know, there's going to be rivalries because of the close proximity of the different cities, St. Louis, Cincinnati, Atlanta. There's going to be an instant rivalry. But what's great about it is that you can root for the Nashville Stars because they are your home team, but it also allows you the opportunity to go to the ballpark and see teams that you've rooted for since you were a young child.
I think that's a huge part of this. I really do. I think it's... There's been a lot of discussion. People think that Nashville can't hold an MLB team, and I've been on the side that I think they can, because kind of what you were saying earlier, you look at the NFL success here, whether it had been the draft or you look at the Stanley Cup run that the Predators have had, or you look at all these different things. No matter what, Nashville has always shown up and shown out to celebrate these different things and be a part of them and be a giant party here in Nashville. That I think an MLB team can succeed here. The one thing that I look at as a bit of a hiccup, and I don't know if there's anything that you could say on it, is the Nashville Sounds being here as well. Do you think that would be something that the an MLB team can coexist here in Nashville with a minor league program, especially one that that's been so rich with history here in Nashville?
You know, I'm not really sure how that process is going to happen or what's going to happen. I wish I had a crystal ball and I could answer that question, but we do know that the Sounds have been successful. They've been able to draw fans day in and day out, year after year. They've had a great success with attendance as well as the fan experience. But I can't tell you at this time what will how that will play out in the long term.
Dave Stewart has been our guest. Smoke so much. I appreciate it so much that you came on. I hope we can get you on down the road. Everybody go follow him on Twitter at DSmoke34 because he's just this is a ton of a new exciting things here on Nashville and inside of Nashville that you need to be abreast of. And Dave's going to be the guy that you definitely want to know in this business with that, Dave. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me. I really enjoyed this. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Dave Stewart, once again, 89 World Series.